And now, young Widow Brown. Ellen Brown has no idea of the strength and determination that make up the character of lovely young Dr. Allison Shaw, who recently saved her life. Nor is Ellen at all prepared for the campaign Allison is waging against her security with her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring. For at the moment, Ellen sees the problem which faces Allison and Allison's ex-husband, Jim Morrison, as one which can be solved, little knowing that Allison does not wish it to be solved. Now at Health Center Hospital, Allison is reading the letter Ellen wrote to her, and what Ellen has written leaves Allison untouched, as in her mind she counters it with one argument after another.
Dear Allison, it will surprise you to receive a letter from me when I'm so close to you. But sometimes talking isn't effective. It's hampered by so many things.
Ellen, your guide.
This time, I want no interruption. Although you may tear this letter up and never refer to it again.
Which is precisely what I intend to do, Ellen, dear. Tear it into pieces and burn them. Right here in my ashtray. Like that.
Hello, Allison. Any pyromaniacs in your family?
Anthony, no. I mean...
How do you like this fine office we found for you? Not room enough to swing a cat in.
Well, I don't really want to swing a cat, Anthony.
Just one of those fires, huh? What's that you're burning there, a love letter?
No, it's more than you'd hate.
I see. Or rather, I don't see, but I'm quite sure it's none of my business.
Well, that's where you're wrong. Anthony, you were so nice to me last night. Have you any idea how much I appreciate it?
Well, a cup of coffee at George's isn't an orchid, you know.
It's so good. So pleasant. And I had no right to it.
Why do you say you had no right to it?
Because of this letter, which I'm burning.
Is it from Jim?
No, from Ellen. A kind of order to fulfill my obligation.
So? Well, that doesn't sound like Ellen. She doesn't usually give orders.
I want to tell you what you said, Anthony, because I want to explain to you why Ellen can never know how I feel.
All right. Go ahead.
She says I must go back to Jim Morrison. She says that I have to do that, that it's my duty to go back to my ex-husband.
Well, that seems rather strong for Ellen to say, Allison. I don't ever recall her being that dogmatic about anything.
Dogmatic or not, the real issue of the letter is this, Anthony. Should I go back to Jim? Have I been to blame, as Ellen says? Is it all my fault?
I don't think that, Allison.
And yet... Oh, it's so dreadful talking to you about Ellen in this way. I feel that I shouldn't be doing it. Ellen is so sweet. She's doing this, I know, from a sense of wanting to help me.
I wonder... If perhaps I talk to Ellen about it.
Oh, please don't. I simply don't want her to think I came to you about it.
She's very reasonable, Allison. If she's gotten herself involved with Jim Morrison, all this merely means that she listened to his story too attentively. I think with a good talk, Ellen would see your side.
I know Jim's special brand of magic, Anthony. The spell weaves of pity and charm.
Oh, well, I don't think Ellen is that vulnerable, Allison.
Perhaps not. I was for a long time. Look, again, I am humiliated that I've taken this much time from my job here to moan about my problems.
You weren't moaning. You were just telling me a few things that needed telling. And as a matter of fact, it is time to get to work. I've arranged for a short seminar on surgery with you in charge, Allison. The younger men in the staff are torn between trying to break you as a girl and learning from you as a doctor. So I thought I'd let them do both.
In other words, Anthony, last evening I measured up with a girl on a date.
You did indeed. What time is it? I'll see you at lunch. I've got to be in 20 places between now and then.
A little later, Ellen, leaning on her porch in the pleasant lull before lunchtime, looks up from her book as she sees Anthony coming up the path.
Hello, Anthony, dear.
Hello, Ellen.
I feel utterly guilty. Here I am reading when everybody else is busy at something.
Well, you're still a convalescent.
Oh, not really. Tea room's closed today. The children are off to an all-day picnic at the lake, so I have nothing to do but read.
Good. How does it work, closing the tea room for a day?
Oh, fine. Anyway, it's a Chamber of Commerce decision. Also, I like not to think about food for a while.
Darling, why did you write to Allison Shaw?
Oh. Because I had a great deal to say to Anthony that couldn't be said directly.
I see.
Did you read what I wrote?
No, Allison told me.
Well, that's unfortunate. I think if you'd read my letter, I'd be on surer ground discussing it with you.
What I don't understand is why you wrote it at all.
I wrote it because there was so much that needed to be said to her about Jim.
Well, you've upset her terribly. She feels that Jim Morrison has managed to convince you that she's wrong.
Isn't the issue rather evenly divided, Anthony? Hasn't Allison tried to convince us that Jim is wrong?
Well, the evidence against him is somewhat overpowering. She's a girl struggling with a career.
I know all that, and I know, too, how unsympathetic I look because I seem to be taking his part.
And I don't know why you should take his part.
I only know that I have to help this man since he's asked for my help.
But you can't condemn a girl to go back to a man she doesn't love.
I don't think I would do that. I do think this, though. I think that the issue is, how sure can any of us be that Jim is hopeless? That he can't be made to stop his excessive drinking? Must we take Allison's word for it? When perhaps Allison's career and her way of living is more important to her than to make Jim well again.
All this is logic, and I'm afraid I'm so personally involved in it, I can't be logical.
All right, then. That we oughtn't to talk about it.
Now you're angry.
No. Disturbed. Disturbed because you so seldom refuse to see my point of view.
I don't refuse.
I think you do. You came here very soon after Allison got my letter. I only sent it last night. She got it this morning. And obviously came to you with it.
No, I found her burning it.
Burning it? Oh, I thought she might tear it up. I didn't think it would annoy her so that she would burn it. That seems very dramatic.
Darling, doesn't it strike you as being strange how you and Allison have drifted apart? When she first came here, you defended her so, you seemed to choose her as a friend. Then she operated on you and saved your life, and you were so grateful. Now, something has happened to destroy all that.
And that upsets me terribly. But Anthony...
Ellen, let them alone, both of them. Allison and Jim Morrison. Don't get involved with them, please.
How can I do that? How can you? Allison works for you at the hospital. And Jim Morrison...
Look, do this. Tell Morrison to clear out of Simpson.
I wouldn't dream of doing a thing like that, Anthony, and you know I wouldn't. I'm amazed that you would suggest it. And a little angry.
Darling, I didn't come to quarrel with you.
You came because you were angry, Anthony. You came because Allison told you I had written to her, and you came to defend Allison.
Ellen.
Why so shocked? This is why you came. You think I was wrong about Allison. All right. I wrote what I thought was a sincere and gentle letter. I was trying to be kind and understanding and helpful. He made you feel that my motives were different. I don't think I want to talk about it anymore, Anthony.
Very well,
Besides, here comes Jim Morrison, so we can't possibly discuss it now.
By invitation?
No, not by invitation. Quite by chance.
You seem pleased with chance, then?
I am. I don't like to talk to you when you're like this, Anthony. When you're... Hello, Jim.
Hello, Ellen. Hello, Doctor.
Hello, Morrison.
Ellen, they told me you closed the tea room one day a week to give your competition a chance.
Oh, my competition isn't that keen.
May I take you to lunch somewhere?
Yes. Yes, I'd like it very much, Jim.
With your permission, of course, Doctor.
Ellen doesn't need my permission, nor would she care particularly if she had it or not. Goodbye, Ellen. Have a pleasant time.
Goodbye, Anthony.
He's angry.
Yes.
At me. Because I'm here. Am I embarrassing you, Ellen?
No, you're not. Anthony is.
I'm sorry.
Not important. Just a little significant to me, that's all. How are you, Jim?
Sober.
Good. Though I knew it at once.
You make me feel like a small boy whose mother asks him if he's brushed his teeth.
And you're pleased that you can say yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pleased too, Jim. So pleased. And it will go on getting easier.
To remember to brush your teeth?
Yes. Well, where will you take me for lunch?
Skillfully, Ellen tries to conceal her chagrin at Anthony's attitude. How big a price for the soul of a man must be paid by young Widow Brown?